Good evening and welcome to the first edition of the Northwest Coaches Show, broadcast live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill. And it's great to have Matt Gorder along with us for this evening show and throughout the season. And also, Matt, great to have a great crowd here tonight.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a great start to the year for Bearcat Athletics. You know, obviously the football team had the win, but every athletic program has had a lot of positives come out of the start of the season, which makes nights like tonight where you can just sit around and talk Bearcat sports. It's even more fun.
And we have a lot of fun planned for the crowd as well. We've got some special giveaways throughout the evening, so be sure that if you're here in attendance, get signed up for some of the things that we've got going on there. And we've got a good lineup of guests that we'll be hearing from tonight. Mel Churchman, athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, will be up first. We'll also be hearing from Scott Lorick, the cross-country coach at Northwest, and then a couple of his runners who did very well this past weekend at the Bearcat Open. Nolan Zimmer, along with Ann Herbert, will be hearing from them. And of course, Adam Doyle will be along a little bit later on and talk about a pretty big win for the team as they open up against Saginaw Valley State.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and right there, just the ones that you're talking about that we'll hear from tonight, just a small part of the success that we saw early on and we'll hear about later on.
Also, something tonight, too, that we did last year as well. If you have a question for any of the coaches or the players, come up to our left over where Rodney's at. He has some question cards and write down a question you have for the coaches, and we already have one for Coach Doyle when he shows up, so that'll be good.
And that's going to be a tough one to top, too, so try to get some good questions in, because that's a good first question right there.
Dan McGuire with us. I'm John Coffey. Chris Rouse, our sideline announcer for Bearcat football games, is going through the crowd and will help with the special giveaways that we have throughout the evening. So stay tuned when we come back. We'll hear from the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Northwest Coaches Show from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell and St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Back at Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville for the Northwest Coaches Show as we talk Bearcat Athletics. We've got several giveaways that you can sign up for. If you're on your way down, make sure and do that. If you're already here, obviously you can do that as well. Thanks to the student body for that, as we've got some great stuff to get this year started. We've got an end of the month giveaway for an autographed football, autographed by the Bearcat football team. So make sure and become a part of that. And now joining us is Northwest Athletic Director Coach T, which Mel Churchman. And I don't know, have you noticed, are people used to still calling you Coach T, even though you're in the AD role, or doesn't make any difference?
It doesn't make any difference. Matter of fact, I enjoy it. I 2 years ago, I would have never dreamt I was going to be back here. What a great feeling to be back here at Carson's and doing a coach's show again. And it's just, we're excited about being back and the role that I have now.
Talk about that role. Obviously, you know, even when you were coaching football, you were very involved in keeping up with all the athletic programs and things like that. Obviously, that's a big part of the athletic director's position, but What's changed in terms of what's different now as you keep up with those programs but yet still work in a different capacity?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is more involvement in each sport now. When I could, as a football coach, I supported whatever sport was in season and enjoyed it. But, you know, you're limited because of the time demand that your own sport has. But now, they're all my sport, so to speak. And so, I just enjoy the opportunity to interact with each of the coaches that we have for each of the sports. And, so many of the athletes, that's one thing that's tough. You know, I had a hard time with 120 or 130 football players. Now we got 400 athletes and walk around campus and they say, "Hi, Coach T." And I'm thinking, I know you're an athlete, but that's about as far as I can go sometimes. But, that's really the thing. And I feel like our role as an athletic administrative staff, we want to do everything we can to empower the coaches and athletes to be the best they can be in their program. And that's what we're trying to do. And, whatever that takes, whether it's the financial end of it or some kind of equipment end of it or, whatever it takes, that's what we want to try and do.
It really seems like, I know the relationship between athletic directors and coaches individually is important, but it seems like the relationships just amongst coaches is real good at Northwest. Does that make your job easier when you've got so many coaches that can work together themselves?
Yeah, without a doubt, Matt. And I think, from what I hear from other people, Northwest is an exception because our coaches all get along great. I mean, one of the highlights of the day is to go around noon and watch noon ball, and you see coaches and athletic administrators from all different sports, and they're out there having a great time together, and they're all real supportive of each other. All the sports, all the coaches support each other and support each other's programs, and that's really important. And that isn't, I think we take that for granted, but that isn't true at all in a lot of places. Too many places, egos get involved and all that thing, and I'm just thankful that we have such a great group of young coaches, and they are very supportive of each other.
Another situation where it seems like that would be helpful is, for instance, got a new women's basketball coach this year with Michael Smith. Now, even though he was around Northwest Athletics previously and is coming back, it's got to help having those relationships, bringing in new coaches and new faculty members even into the department.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Michael even made the comment. He said, at first he said, he kind of stopped and thought, is this real? Are these people really that, but it is. It's genuine. People really care about each other, and it does. It's made it great. It's helped him in his adjustment. Marshall Fay, our new sports media director, people just go out of their way to make him feel welcome and to help him get involved.
Now that seasons have started for you, does focus change on from what day-to-day, that sort of thing?
As much as I can, yeah. I want to be as involved as I can in every one of the sports. Now, there's some I have found. it's been a little bit of a learning experience. There are some other demands on the athletic director, and there's some meetings and things like that you have to do, and some leadership responsibilities that you have. But for the most part, this is the fun time because, from now until next May, we're going to have competition going on. And, as a coach, there's nothing I like more than competition. And I love to see our athletes compete, and I love to see our coaches coach in preparation and all that. So, there are some other things, but that's really my main focus right now, is doing what we can to help them and making each one of our events, for our fans, every home event, we want to make it the best we can for our fans.
I know when you take a job, you're always looking for the best situation possible. Could you have seen yourself being an athletic director in any other school or other situation, or was this just right to take that step?
This was just right. That was not at all what I had in mind. I've learned over my years that it's not really my mind that takes control of those things. And so, I actually envisioned myself being back in coaching. And when I had those opportunities, for whatever reason, I didn't take them. But this was sitting back there, and when it when everything worked out, there was no doubt that this was right. This was the right place for me and for both of us, for Carol as well. And we're excited to have the opportunity.
Great, coach. It's coach. See, AD, coach. It's just always going to be coach.
That's good. And I wouldn't want it to be any different than that. Really, Matt. People have asked, well, what do we call you now? I said, don't change it. You know, to me, that's the greatest compliment I can have. So I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we'll let you get off. I know you enjoy the cheese balls here as much as I do. So
yeah, we haven't shared those for a few times. Yep. I hope you've been keeping them warm.
I wasn't throwing any hints or anything like that. But well, coach, thanks for being with us. Good luck. Have a good year.
Thank you, Matt and John. Appreciate it. Appreciate all you do for us.
Mel Church, my athletic director at Northwest Missouri State. And, we've got a lot here at Carson Sports Grill, some giveaways that you can take part in. See, we've got some of the pink ladies up in the corner with grease on campus tonight. So
I think they're ready for the show tonight, don't you?
Absolutely. So come on down, enjoy some good food, cold drinks, and the giveaways. Talk to the coaches. And speaking of coaches, when we come back, we're going to chat with Scott Lorick. He is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Cross Country teams. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to the Northwest Coaches Show on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at fmnottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Bill, as we're joined now by the head cross-country coach at Northwest Missouri State, a big round of applause for Scott Lorick, who's joining us here tonight. Scott, your season's already underway. You had an event last Friday night out at the Maryville Country Club, the Bearcat Open, and both your men's and women's teams did very well in that event.
We did. It was a great start for our season. Going 15 points on each side, this is kind of a perfect score, was a nice way to start. We've never done that before, but honestly for us, the toughest thing was the heat in 90 degrees, probably more than anything else.
And I know one thing, when you've run events at the Maryville Country Club in the past, you've just talked a lot about the great shape that course is in and the amount of work that people do to help out to make ensure that it's a quality course that your team and the teams you bring in are able to run on.
You know, we have a great relationship with them up there, and they really help us out. We're very, very appreciative of that. So the Maryville Country Club and Virgil Range are the groundskeeper up there. They let us train there in the mornings, and it's just a great relationship, and I really appreciate working with them up there.
You talked about the heat, and it seemed like after essentially a fairly cool summer, the heat arrived just about the time that your team did to start working out. How's the summer where it's relatively normal or below normal temperatures, and then it gets hot just like that? How's that affect your training to go into the season?
It does. It's tough because you really don't ever really adjust to it. You get able to, it doesn't bother you mentally. mentally maybe as much, but physically it's going to hinder you all the time. And so, you know, we had a great summer, but we've had some of our practices at 6 a.m., you know, to kind of avoid the heat there. But when we got to the meet, that's just kind of what we were stuck with. So it does a number of things. There's, first of all, obviously the safety consideration of that. But then, you know, we always have race plans before we go into everything. So it'll made for a more conservative race plan for our teams, especially our guys running the longer distance. So we have to make some kind of considerations for the environment.
A good finish for your team, winning both sides of the meet as well as individually doing very well. Going into that meet, Mark, you kind of anticipated a little bit with the teams that were coming into that, or were you looking at a close meet out of that?
Well, you know, it's always hard to say because, you know, first meet of the year, you don't know, you know, from other teams especially, who's healthy and who's not. And then there's always the recruiting question, you know. And in our sport especially, you know, freshmen are generally a bigger factor maybe than in some other sports because freshmen can often come in and make a big difference. And so and I really didn't know what the other teams had, but I felt really confident about what, you know, what we're putting together and our returning kids. And we've got just an outstanding group of freshmen that we've got here right now. So I feel great about both our teams, and we're in really solid positions, and we've got great leadership of the team, and I just think our potential right now, this year, is outstanding.
Let's talk a little bit individually about the players you've got on your squad. First of all, on your women's team, talk a little bit about the runners you got there and what you're expecting out of them this season.
Well, we've got a number of returners that I think are just doing great. Ann Herbert, who you're going to talk to in a minute here, you know, certainly our number one runner right now, but also we've had a girl named Katie Carroll, who's a 50 year senior who's been out with a kind of an injury thing for about the last year, and she's back and running great, and she's been an all-conference and all-region runner for us in the past. And then Taylor Woodruff and Amanda Cushing are both seniors that have come back, so you know, they're come back in great shape. So we've got some great seniors, but we have a lot of new freshmen this year, so more freshmen than we've probably ever had. And so on our women's side, we kind of have to depend a little bit more on freshmen than definitely our men do. Our men have a great group of returners, and I'm excited about the freshmen on that side too. But on our men's side, Nolan Zimmer, who's going to be our guest tonight, he's, you know, certainly doing outstandingly. But also we had our Drew Kiefer, who's one of the best runners in the conference. He's our number two guy at our first meet, and then Ryan Cox and Johnny Harley, and we had a freshman run number three for us this weekend, Whit Cunningham. So our men's team has got a great combination of depth with veterans, and then we've got some freshmen that are mixing right in.
When you're bringing in so many freshmen, what are some of the things that attracts them to the Northwest Cross Country program, bringing in the many you've had in that are able to contribute right off the start?
Well, you know, it's always, recruiting is always a little bit of a mystery until they get here, but you know, it's mainly about attitudes and their willingness to prepare and their willingness to train and about having that desire. Because our sport is really so mental about getting out there every day and pressing themselves. So, but our kids, our freshmen, I think have been really attracted to the returners that we have coming in. And I think being the team being young and being very successful last year, it's really doing a great job of just recruiting themselves. It's not, you know, I've had to do less selling of our program.
Well, when you bring in a quality athletes that you've been bringing in through the years and give them an opportunity to talk to the freshman, I guess that really makes a huge difference then.
Yeah, it always is. And, you know, like I think all the coaches at Northwest would say, if we get them on our campus, you know, they're pretty much going to come here. You know, so if they come in here and they meet our kids and they meet our faculty and they just see the environment that we have, you know, it sells itself.
And let's talk about what you've got coming up. I know you're off this weekend, but after that, getting ready for a trip to Illinois for the Saluki Invitation.
We are. This will be a new meet for us. We've never been there before. We're going to Southern Illinois Carbondale. It's going to be kind of a mix of some good Division I teams and a variety of other teams. And you know, it's a meet we are looking for that we can challenge ourselves and, you know, press against some people that are, you know, at a higher level and things like that. And I feel real good that we're just going to mix it up really well with them.
And when you talk about scheduling meets and picking out new ones such as the Saluki Invitational this time, what are some of the things that attract you to the meets that you put on on your schedule?
Well, a lot of it has to do with where we're going to be for our conference and our region meet. So in our sport, it's partly about the competition. It's partly about the course. So sometimes we're picking a meet because it's a course we want to run, whether it's going to be a hilly course or a flat course or things that are going to prepare us for what we have to do in our championship meets. This season, we're basically flat courses for conference and for a region championship. So we're looking for courses that are actually less challenging than more challenging. So it's all about getting prepared for that championship phase in our season.
And as far as the conference, who are some of the teams right now you're looking at that should be teams that you'll have to beat this year?
Well, Central Missouri looks great, and Southwest Baptist looks very good, and I think Nebraska Kearney's good, and the whole league is so solid. I mean, I could just list everybody in the conference, but I think we're one of the better teams on both sides. So I know in preseason polls we're never considered very good. I don't know why that is, but usually when we're picked low, like we are, we finish quite high. So I don't know. At some point, people will catch on that we're good. But yeah, until then, that's all right.
When you prepare for a meet and get your athletes ready to run, what are some of the keys and strategy to having a successful meet?
Well, a lot of it is their mental preparation beforehand. And so we really emphasize that each of our athletes has a plan going into the meet. And it's going to be a little different for each one. And we do a lot of things mentally rather than time. So sometimes it's a little different. But the whole mental aspect and being prepared, the thing that's interesting that I use with our team is that, like in a football game, you got to prepare for what the other team's going to throw at you. In our sport, we know what's coming. I mean, we know how far the course is. We know where the hills are. We know what it's going to feel like. So it's really preparing for to do your best when you know what challenges are actually going to come.
And you've got a lot of athletes that you'll see in the springtime as well.
Oh, all of our kids do go year-round, and they all run in track. But we're going to, we got a distance squad that's going to score us a lot of points.
All right. Well, Scott, thanks a lot for being with us. And, again, we look forward to talking with you throughout the season.
Hey, thank you very much.
Okay, now Scott Lorick, the cross-country coach at Northwest Missouri State. Again, Scott's teams will be running in another week on the 21st at the Saluki Invitational, but we'll be talking more cross-country here in just a moment as we'll be joined by a couple runners who are already off to a good start, Nolan Zimmer and Herbert of the cross-country team. They'll be up next as Matt will have a chance to talk to them. That's coming up as we're broadcasting the Northwest Coaches Show from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill. Again, more with Nolan Zimmer and Ann Herbert right after this timeout on KXCVKRW.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville as we talk Bearcat athletics. Coming up in just a bit, we'll be hearing from Adam Dorrell, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team. Right now, we want to give away our first prize of the night. Again, if you're here and haven't signed up, come to the table right here under the big screen and get signed up. But first winner of a gift card from the student body. And if you get the gift card, don't forget they're in that new location there on 4th Street. But the winner of the first gift card is Larry Rusko. Larry, come down and get it. You get a gift card from the student body. Jim and Amy have brought down some gift cards, some shirts and stuff. We'll be giving that stuff away throughout the evening. And we've got a grand prize we'll give away at the end of the month, a autographed Bearcat football, which if you register tonight, you'll be registered for that as well. We're going to continue talking cross-country as we talk with Ann Herbert and Nolan Zimmer, the two of the runners, two of the winners from last weekend's start to the cross-country season. And Ann, since you're sitting closest, you get to start first.
Oh, great.
By choice of seat. But talk about your first run in the Bearcat Open and how you felt last weekend with that run.
Okay, well, to start off, it was very hot, about 90-something degrees. But, yeah, it was a really exciting day. The first meet is always really neat because we split up, and it's we got a green team and a white team from Northwest, so we compete against each other, and it's nice just to have everybody together and, like, you know, see kind of how the team is in shape and how everybody's doing. So it was really nice. Yeah, our course is very challenging, but I definitely enjoyed the experience. And, you know, I always get nervous before the first meet, but my parents were there to support me, and they prayed for me, got me through it. And, yeah, it was just a really fun day.
Is there much you can do, and you talk about the heat, to help with that? Obviously, hydration, but, you know, during the run, is there much that you can kind of do to try to cool yourself down?
That's actually a great question, because Coach Lorick got pretty creative this year. He had a couple strategies, which might sound kind of funny, but we stuck our jerseys in plastic bags and stuck them in an ice cooler. Then he told us to hold ice cubes in our hands.
Nice.
Those were our strategies to stay cool.
That's awesome. Nolan, what about you? How did you feel your run went? Obviously, you came in good position, but just in general, how did you feel it went?
Yeah, like Ann said, I thought it went really well. She mentioned that this is the hardest course we run all year. Our course is very tough. So it's kind of nice to get that out of the way right away. But, you know, based on the circumstances, you know, a really tough course and pretty hot weather, pretty hot cross-country weather, I thought it went really well. I felt really good. It honestly kind of just felt like another workout in a sense. You know, having all the guys packed up there at the front, you know, in the race. And it's just kind of how it goes in the workouts, too. We push each other at the front, and we just run really fast. So, yeah, I thought it went really well.
Now, every year there's a marathon here in town, and one thing that the runners that come from all over the country that they say is they talk about how hard the course is because it is so hilly. And you guys train in and around Maryville. Doing that and having those hills that you're dealing with on a daily basis in practice, how does that help when you do get to other courses in some of the runs that you have?
You know, yeah, it's a huge benefit, actually. It might not seem like it, you know, when we might be suffering up and down hills, you know, some days, but, you know, it pays off in the end. Maryville, obviously, as everyone knows, is a very hilly town and, like, the surrounding areas, so, you know, it's a huge benefit. We take advantage of all the hills that we can, and we train hard on them, so.
What kind of a run do you prefer? Do you prefer to be kind of in town where there's stuff to see, or do you like to, say, get out on the bypass where it's wide open?
I like to get out in the country a little bit. One of my favorite runs in outside of town here, it's called Jet. Everyone kind of knows the Jet road east of town here.
Yeah.
Kind of do this big loop out by Applebee's and eventually get on the Jet Road, and I kind of like doing that, like, in the night, because you kind of see the sunset a little bit, too. It's a really cool route that I like to do. It's probably one of my favorites here, so.
What about you, Ann? What's your favorite run around town?
Yeah, well, when I first came, I hated gravel roads. I'm from the city, and I've never, ever run on a gravel road before, so didn't like it at first, but Maryville's just been growing on me, and my favorite is this loop we have called Jade, which goes out north of town and goes around some farms and stuff, and it's just gorgeous. Like Nolan said, I used to run that in the summer right when the sun was rising, and it was beautiful. So
you mentioned you're from the city, from the Chicago area, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Talk about the difference in running in a rural area like this compared to, like, the courses and what you would run in around Naperville.
Yeah, it was definitely an adjustment. I thought Maryville was a very small town when I got here, and it was kind of, you know, in a way I thought it was going to be really boring, but I realized that it's just a different, you know, experience. Like, it's pretty in its own way. Like, I love the nature that's out here and the farms, and at home, you know, you have to watch out for cars a lot more. And actually here, though, I think we're a little bit more daring when it comes to traffic, because we just assume that people are going to stop for us, so sometimes we can get into trouble with that.
I'm picturing it. I've been to Chicago several times. I'm just picturing cabbies flying by and having to dodge those guys.
yeah I'm actually from the suburbs, so it's not that bad, but I mean, people can get pretty aggressive.
Nolan, you come from Kearney, Nebraska. What got you here? Obviously, Kearney's very similar, and they've got Nebraska Kearney. What got you here to Northwest?
About my sophomore year of high school, I realized I really just wanted to get out of Kearney and try something new. Maryville is actually a downsize in terms of the population, but it's still a great university there. UNK is an awesome school. But I just wanted to do my own thing, and I just felt like I needed to get out and just even get out of the state, too. And I just wanted to kind of be away from home. Now, not saying I don't love my parents or anything, because I love them a lot, but I just wanted to be away for a while and do my own thing. And Coach recruited me, and you know, had a couple visits, and I just loved it here. And I love how Maryville is so revolved around the university. And everywhere you go, you know, people ask you questions. And being an athlete, a student athlete here, is a very, very special thing. So,
I figured you just wanted to stay a Bearcat, because not many people know Kearney High School.
Yeah, we're the Bearcats. I got to change colors though, so that's the good thing, I guess.
Yeah. And now you, Ann, you're from a little further away. What got you here to Northwest?
Well, it's actually kind of interesting story. My dad went to high school with Coach Warwick, and so they've been friends for a while. And I had never heard of Northwest Missouri in my life until high school coach brings a team up to a meet in Chicago. So I would go and support the team and, you know, just get to meet the girls. And I always thought they were so nice and just really genuine people. And just as I ran through high school, I wanted to continue in college, and, you know, I already kind of was familiar with the team here and was impressed by the athletes. So I came on a visit and fell in love with the Northwest campus and the trees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though it's far away, I'm glad I came for sure.
Well, excellent. Both of you, first, congratulations on the start. I know it's a long season, and there's a lot of work ahead, but good luck this year.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Nolan Zimmer and Ann Herbert, cross-country runners for Northwest Missouri State, joining us down here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we continue to talk Bearcat athletics, as we will pretty much each and every Thursday through the athletic seasons. And coming up in just a few minutes here at Carson's, we'll talk some Bearcat football with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. That's after this. You're listening to the Northwest Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we're broadcasting live on the Northwest Coaches Show. It's our first coaches show of the season, and we've got a lot more shows coming your way as we'll highlight Bearcat athletics throughout the fall, winter, and into early spring. Before we talk with the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State, Adam Dorr, we've got an announcement to make concerning another winner. This time we have a winner of a Northwest T-shirt. Jan Corley of Maryville is a winner. So come on down and pick up your Northwest T-shirt. Rodney over here to our left has the details on that. So, again, now time to join AD, Adam Durrell, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, to our microphones.
Thanks, John.
Again, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Adam, your team coming off a good win to open up the 2013 season against a very good team in Saginaw Valley State.
Yeah, they were. They were very very good on offense especially, and I was just proud of our kids. I thought our effort was really good. We really minimized the mistakes. You know, had a couple miscues on special teams on the kick coverage early, but we got that rectified as the game went along, and I just thought we played really well on defense. Was proud of our offense. They didn't turn the football over, and I thought they did some really good things. And you know, for the first game of the season, I think we had four or five penalties, and you know, I was proud of the kids on that. That's been one of our main focuses in fall camp. We had a few too many false starts and holding calls last year, so we tried to clean that up. And so there were some really good things that happened in the first week of the season, and thanks for mentioning that, because that was a very quality opponent that we beat, and I just was proud of our kids because I felt like they understood that.
So should the coaches have worked on penalties a little harder in fall camp, maybe?
Yeah. That's one of those things we've talked about. You just get caught up in the moment of the game, and Coach Wright was in great position, and it actually what happened is he was running down the sideline, and one of the players cut out in front of him, and it cut him off, so he avoided the four-car pileup, and he pushed himself out in front of the official by accident, so it's just one of those things.
You mentioned adjustments with special teams. I really thought defensively you did that as well, because early they kind of moved the ball a little bit, obviously scored early, but it really looked like every time they came out on the field, they were playing better than the previous possession.
Yeah, our defensive staff just does a really good job, I think, of being good teachers. And, you know, part of being a good teacher is fixing things, fixing problems. And I thought our guys did an awesome job, Rich. They were calm at half. They were calm with the kids. They made a few adjustments. The wheel route up the sideline by the back was obviously very disappointing to them, because we had seen that on last year's film that we had of them. But they did a really good job of tightening down the zones a little bit. And we were doing a little bit of combo coverage, and they started passing some of that stuff. So I just was proud of their effort and the way they were teaching and coaching our kids, because they did a really, really good job. That's a very talented offense we played.
And you also shut down a very good wide receiver in Jeff Janis.
Yeah, and you know, I thought our secondary played really well. I thought Brandon Dixon played extremely well, and I know that was a challenge he kind of took personally. Hearing about that kid all summer, you know, it was one of those things. We always gouged him a little bit every time we saw him. And, I was very proud of him. He played very physical with that kid, and really shut him down.
And speaking of physical, it was just a physical game in general. I know you had a few guys got dinged a little bit in that ball game, so a little bit costly in that sense, but they stepped up that physical play.
Sure, we sure did. You know, I gave the game ball at the end of the game. We usually don't do that, but I thought it was so apparent that our conditioning was better than our opponent, and that's a direct correlation to our strength and conditioning staff and what Joe Quinlan does with our kids, and not just Joe, but the commitment from our kids all summer. And you know, it takes a special commitment for 92 kids to stay in Maryville for summer to lift and to run, and you know, while most other college kids are out having a good time throughout the summer. So I just was really proud of Joe and the work he did with our kids, and I thought our conditioning really took over mid-third quarter.
Yeah, and I think that's something you talked about in the postgame too, how really as the conditioning took over, the momentum and everything took over the rest of that game.
Sure did. You know, it starts there. If you're in good shape, your kids don't get mentally fatigued, and you don't have breakdowns at the end of the game. When kids is conditioning good, they're focusing on their alignment, their assignment, and their snap count, and they don't have to worry about that. You know, they're not gasping for air. Their recovery is very quick. You know, in between plays, it's about 25 seconds. Hoskinson. So it really helps when your kids are in good condition.
Those guys that did get dinged, what's the status from those guys?
Dixon will know a little bit more next week, and then unfortunately J-Ron's out for the season.
Boy, that was tough, all in one play there.
Yeah, it was. It's just that's one of the difficult things in coaching. You see a young man who's put his heart and soul into something, not just the summer. I mean, that started January 12th when we got back from Christmas break, and J-Ron earned that starting Rover position, and, to see him go down like that was disappointing. But, you know, the type of kid he is, he's already said, hey, I'm in a medical redshirt, and his plan was to leave here already with a master's degree, and he said maybe I could have two of them by the time I leave. So he's a very sharp young man, and I'm glad that he's chosen to come back.
And the thing with J-Ron in that game, he already made an impact early in the ballgame on a number of plays.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a great special teams player, was last year, and that was going to continue this year. But he was doing a really good job out in the flat, being physical and turning inside. And I really thought he's improved as a tackler in his few years here at Northwest.
What are some of the biggest benefits you get from playing a Saginaw Valley State, a quality opponent in that non-conference game, aside from, you know, one of those 60-0 type
sure.
of ball games?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think what you get immediately is you get great focus from your kids when fall camp starts. And the NCAA moved back report times this year for Division II, which was good. I'm in favor of it. Saves you money, it saves you your budget, and everybody's on an equal playing field. So as long as that's there, that's fine. But I think it really grabs your kids' attention. I think we're used to having around 17 days of fall camp, and this year we only had 10. And so I think it grabs their attention right away. I think it always also gets their attention in the summer a little bit. When summer gets to be a grind, I think they can just throw that film in and refocus a little bit. So, you know, I certainly appreciate the game. And, you know, we went and set We were looking at that game a couple years ago, and our options were basically play Saginaw Valley or play Valdosta State on the road. And I'm very happy, and I'm proud of our administration, our president, our boosters, our alum, that we're fortunate enough to be somewhere where I can get that home game and didn't have to go on the road. And it's awesome that we can do that.
Not only is Saginaw Valley a very quality opponent to open up with, but they come from a very quality conference, and they're going to win a lot of games in that conference. Too, the same conference that Grand Valley comes from.
Yeah, I think they will, John. They were, I think, picked to win their league this year. And, I mean, you know, that's preseason. But, you know, I know they were disappointed in their loss, and just talking to the coaches a little bit after the game. But that's it's a well-coached football team. The mistakes that they made, you know, I'd like to think have something to do with what we did, but probably a little uncharacteristic of them, too. And I certainly think they probably will win a lot of games this year.
With that being a Thursday game and having, I guess, a couple of extra days, how did you guys use that in terms of getting into the Saturday routine of
sure,
practice?
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, each week you got to give the kids one day off, and we always do that. So we came back Friday after the game and lifted and watched video of Saginaw, and then they had off Saturday and Sunday, which they really needed mentally and physically. But we picked right back up Monday and kind of went out and did a walk through and inserted our new stuff for UCM and looked at what they were doing and talked about it. And I think it just really helps your mental preparation, because then Tuesday we showed up and it wasn't making mistakes you're probably going to make on a normal Tuesday. We had already kind of ironed that out Monday, and we really hit the ground running Tuesday, Wednesday, and had another really good quality practice today.
Again, we're talking with Adam Doyle, the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State. And those in attendance here, you have an opportunity to bring up a question card and talk with that you want to have Adam answer. We'll have Adam answer some of those a little bit later on during this segment here. So, again, if you have a question for AD, come up, get a question card from Rodney over to our left, and we'll pass those along here in just a moment. But, AD, when you look back at game one under your belt now, what do you feel like the number one thing that came out of that first game for you?
Well, I think we learned a lot about our football team. You know, in my experience with coaching, and a lot of coaches will tell you, you make your biggest gains from week one to week two. And, you know, I'm certainly encouraged by that if we can make a big gain this week, because I saw some really good things week one. The things that I saw that I was very happy with is that the mistakes that we did make are very correctable. And I think, you know, we corrected them already. The little miscue on the kick coverage team, and we got that fixed. And had some new guys running down, and they were doing a little bit different on kick return we hadn't seen. So we'll get that fixed. Missed some opportunities, I think, in the run game, just a little bit, a few assignment deals that I think will get ironed out. So that's the thing I'm most encouraged by. The mistakes that we made weren't just glaring mistakes. They were things that are easily correctable.
Obviously, every week you've got more film on your next opponent than you did the previous week. How much easier does it get to prepare? Because I know you guys do so much off the field and in the film room. How much easier does it get to prepare when you do end up with more film each week?
Well, I think it helps. I think our coaching staff does a really good job of scouting opponents and getting our kids ready to play. And then the flip side of that is, I mean, if you want to have a good football program, your kids have got to commit the time on their own to watching video, and our kids have certainly done that already. So as you move along, I think it gets a little bit easier to game plan. I think it really helps defenses nowadays. With the software out there, it's called Huddle right now, and it's easily accessible to your kids and coaches, and it gives you multiple angles, and it basically breaks it down and spits out tendencies for you. So I think it really helps the defense.
I think, too, just watching Northwest from year to year, that the coaching staff, I think your coaching staff does as good a job, if not better, than most coaching staffs in breaking down that film.
Yeah, we like to think so. It's certainly something we really work hard on. And, I know our coordinators go out in the off season, and they're always seeking new ways to better our football team. And, both our coordinators did that year with this year with just little things and the way they're teaching, some teaching tools that we're using. And so, I think it's always great that you introduce new things to the kids. And I think it shows your kids that you're trying to be cutting edge. And certainly if your kids see stuff being done on Sundays or during major college football games that you're doing, I think it speaks volume to them that, hey, they're in a situation, a good situation.
There's a lot of days I wonder why you guys even have lights in your offices. You've always got kids in there watching film with the lights off.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have. It's one of the more enjoyable things of my job to have the kids up and coming through the office. And what's neat is it's like, honestly, Sunday after a game, normal week Sunday, it's kind of like, it's the grind. And then Monday comes, and then Tuesday, and then you get over hump day. That's for Nate Davis. Right? you get past Wednesday, and then it's like, it's like Thursday's Halloween, and then Friday it's like Christmas. And then just to see the excitement build in their eyes and just listening to them talk in the meeting room, it gets me really excited.
How fun was it to get that first game under your belt with the crowd, the atmosphere coming in for a Thursday evening game? That's what you play or get there for every season to get the things rolling. And how much fun was that atmosphere?
It was a lot of fun, John. It just, as a coach and a competitor, when you're playing to somebody that's that quality, when, before that game kicks, the balance is, it's in doubt. It's rewarding. It feels great to win a game like that. And it feels great to see your kids being genuine. Like you said, we didn't beat Sisters of the Poor. So it's awesome to get it going again. Honestly, that's been a game that's been in my mind a long time. It really has, because, if you lose a game like that early in the season, it can be difficult to regain your kids a little bit. You have such high aspirations, and so it feels good to get that win under our belt. It really helped kickstart our season, I think.
Is Saginaw comparable to anybody in the MIAA, you think?
Yeah, I think they would be a top-tier team in our league. It's just because of the way they're coached, the quality of the student-athlete they have, their kids play hard. I think you'll see that football team grow and get better each week, but they would be a top-tiered MIAA team.
I thought another thing from the Saginaw game that you have to feel good about, and not that you don't expect this, but Trevor Adams came out, and he was as sharp as I think we've seen him in a long time at quarterback, and a few new receivers to throw to, and I thought you really have to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, we're feeling real good right now just because he's comfortable. It's kind of the adage in coaching, if your quarterback's comfortable, you're comfortable, and his preparation has been very good. He's been very meticulous in his film study, and he had another really good week of throwing the football. He was up around 80%. We charted all his throws, and I talked to him after practice, and we're going to meet again tomorrow, him and Coach Floor, and talk a few things over. But again, he's got that look in his eye, feels pretty confident about his game plan, our game plan, and hopefully you see that really carry over.
Seems like, especially in the receiving corps, in the last several years you've had like one go-to guy that people were going to take out and make everybody beat him. It seems like you've got a lot of guys that are very similar, and it's going to be harder for defenses to say, well, let's take this guy away or that guy away, because there's so many of them.
Yeah, it's a good point, Matt, and that's what we're trying to do. we've been really proud of their progress right now. At the X spot, we're playing Bryce Young and Jason Josaitis, and they're just splitting reps. I mean, they're neck and neck. They're both making plays, so they're splitting reps. Over at Z, you've got Clint Utter and Corey Jackson, again, who, you know, those kids are tall, rangy kids that can jump. They're playing really well. And then at H, we're running Reuben Thomas and Hayden, our redshirt freshman, our true freshman walk-on, who, you know, he's the only freshman out of 43 kids that's playing right now. And we're just really happy with our depth there, the way they are as a unit. They're a very unselfish unit, and I think that makes a really good receiving unit. And I think it's really helping Trevor's confidence.
The offensive line performed pretty well in that game, too.
They did, John. I was proud of them. We didn't have any false starts, and we didn't have any holding calls. They did a good job of being physical. For what their goals are and their expectations, we probably didn't run the ball from a yardage standpoint like they wanted to. But Saginaw, like I said, in the post game was running the old buddy Ryan Bear defense. They were stacked in like cordwood inside. So I thought our guys did a good job of blocking as many guys as they could and being physical. And they chased the football and they hustled. And, those are always things as the O-line coach that I want to see. It makes you proud when your kids play hard.
Ben, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. We'll be back and have more with AD as we'll look ahead towards Saturday and a matchup with Central Missouri, and also go over some of the questions from the crowd here at Carson Sports Grill. I have some questions that they want to know about from AD, and we'll have that for you coming up in just a moment as well. And a reminder, too, that we have another winner of a Northwest t-shirt. This Jonathan Roush of Maryville has received will receive a Northwest t-shirt here, so come on down. And we'll be back and have more for you from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll hear more from Adam Dorrell about Central Missouri, the next opponent for the Bearcats. That's coming up right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance Agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
And welcome back to the Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, the site of the Northwest Coaches Show every Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, going from 6 until 7 o'clock with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. We also have the announcement of another winner of a gift card good at Student Body, Kermit Poston of Maryville. So Kermit Poston of Maryville with that. Again, Adam Dorrell, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team with us, and AD, a big matchup coming up on Saturday. You've got Central Missouri coming to town, and talk a little bit about the Mules.
Yeah, thank you, John. They had a tough loss last week. They were, in my mind, pretty much winning that game the entire time, and just had a couple really unfortunate miscues at the end for them. Really good on defense. That's the thing. I think when you look at them in warm-ups, they're going to they're going to look really good on defense in warm-ups, very big. Their D-line, it's just that's going to be the biggest challenge, starting with our offense, their D-line. They're trying to play the 4-2-5, and they're trying to control the line of scrimmage with just six guys. And, you know, they really did against Missouri Western until late in the game. They gave up a couple deep balls against Missouri Western late in the game that really cost them. Otherwise, they just play a two-shell, and they try to keep everything in front, and they try to blitz you when they want to blitz you. And, you know, the keys for us offensively are playing good on the O-line. We talk about winning first down, getting 4-plus yards on first down to stay on schedule. They have had a lot of third and longs versus Missouri Western last week, and it made them real successful. Flip it over, you know, they did some really nice stuff on special teams. They blocked two field goals last week, and they blocked a punt. And, you know, those are some things we focus on special teams. And, you know, we got to be special on special teams again. They got a pretty good return man on kick return. And then flip it over, you know, their offense, they're throwing the ball all over the yard. And, you know, you just got to be sound in your coverages and cover down, and you got to rally to the football and tackle.
With just six guys you mentioned defensively trying to control the line of scrimmage, what is it that they can do that successfully? Size, speed?
Yeah, they've got athleticism. You know, their D-tackle, nose tackle on both defensive ends are very big, long and athletic, and they slant the front a lot, and all they're trying to do is bounce everything and then run to the football, and they're very fast on defense. And, you know, their scheme's good. They're well-coached.
And we have some questions to pass along, and Matt might go over the first one from the crowd here.
Yeah, I tell you, this it might be in the running for the question of the year. Alex is going to put
Already?
You on the spot.
Yeah.
Alex is going to put you on the spot right here. He wants to know, how many points will you score against the Mules?
Wow.
Now, before you answer, he says, please score 50.
Please score 50. That's good. I was going to pull a line from your dad. I plead the fifth there. Not going to answer that one. I hope you're right.
What you do know is the points will be tough to come by.
Yes, they will. Yeah, they will. We've got to manage our possessions and not turn the ball over. That's really going to help.
Another question from Larry Rusko. How will injuries affect the game?
Oh, from last week, I'm assuming he's talking about a little bit. We bumped a few guys up at the rover position. Van Rokel, a kid who wasn't in the two deep, has now moved up. Cody Matheson's going to start. Zach Maloli will be playing a lot at rover, so that's going to be the biggest one. A few minor changes on special teams because of that, because J-Ron played so many special teams, but not a lot affected other than that.
And I think you kind of touched on this one a little bit. Rita wanted to know the status of Brian Dixon, and you said you'd know more next week.
Yeah, know more, a little bit more next week on those injuries. It just kind of takes a week, anywhere from 7 to 10 days, to kind of see that injury's going up or down a little bit.
And again, with Central Missouri coming up, what do you see is a key to win for your team on Saturday?
Well, we've got to win special teams. I mean, that's going to be huge. I just think that's so important to what we do. You know, defensively, we're talking about they're going to get their yards passing. I mean, they're very good at it. It's just trying to limit those yards in the red zone, but more importantly, tackle in space. They do a good job of getting the ball out in space. We need to tackle out there. And, I mean, our O&D lines need to play well. We need to get good pass rush. You know, what Central tries to do is block your four guys and then get you blitzing people and get you in man coverage. And they have some very talented receivers. So if we can get a pass rush with four guys, that would be great. And then flip it over offensively. We need to be able to try to run the football against what they're doing defensively. Stay ahead of the sticks, get positive yards, and just set up our play action. But just don't turn the football over. That's going to be very important in the game.
What's it like getting to coach against a guy? I mean, obviously you know all the coaches
sure.
you go up against real well. But
sure.
the history that Northwest and you have with Coach Svoboda, what's it like coaching against guys like that?
Well, it's fun. It's challenging. You know, to be real honest with you, Matt, it's kind of coaching. It's one of those weird things. You can be really close with people. And I'm very close with Josh Lamerson and Kyle Westfall. Both those kids were graduate assistants for me. So, you know, I have a lot of contact with those guys throughout the year. And it's kind of funny. Basically, when fall camp hits, you don't ever talk to them because you're playing them early in the season. And then I haven't talked to them at all since camp started. I haven't talked to them this week. You know, kind of shake hands and, you know, give the fake hug before before the game. But it is funny is afterwards, after the game, the following week, we'll talk to each other probably once a week. So it's just, that's kind of how it is in coaching. But, you know, it's enjoyable competing against you guys, and I certainly you have a lot of respect for those guys.
All right, AD, thanks a lot for being with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Doral. We'll be back and wrap things up for the first edition of the Northwest Coaches Show coming up right after this timeout as you're listening to the Northwest Coaches Show on KXEV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Centers with locations in Maryville and Cameron. Providing computers, printing, networking furniture, and office supplies since 1935, MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
And welcome back to Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffrey as we wrap up the first edition of the Northwest Coaches Show for this season. Matt's been a good show, and we've got a lot more of these lined up.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the key is get down here and be a part of this because, you know, like right now you see AD. He's kind of working the room. You know, the coaches, the athletes are here still talking, and you get a chance to, you know, if we don't get your question on the air, you can ask your questions afterwards. So, and, you know, also, they got cheese balls.
That's important.
Don't forget that. Yeah.
All right. Also, a special thanks to the student body now at their new location at